You've reached the conclusion of this CD. Take the opportunity to evaluate yourself by going to ilmquest.org, where you will find a short quiz on the content of this presentation. That's www.ilmquest.org.
Here are a few selections from the titles at ilmquest.org.
Sciences of Hadith, presented by Suhaib Hassan.
Before we go to speak about this knowledge, what is Hadith? What is the definition of Hadith? Hadith is قَوْلُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَعْلُهُ تَقْرِيرُهُ وَصْفُهُ. Four things. قَوْلُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the saying of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. فَعْلُهُ, his actions, his deeds. تَقْرِيرُهُ, his approvals. وَصْفُهُ, his characteristics. Yani his character, anything about his character. So these four things are included in the definition of Hadith. For example, the first thing, قَوْلُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the saying of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. For example, the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ was approached by a person and he said, O Prophet of Allah, give me a nasiha.
Responding to allegations of male chauvinism, presented by Yasir Qadhi.
Why is it that we are discussing this topic and emphasizing it so much? After all, for hundreds, in fact thousands of years, this was not a topic of concern either to Muslims or to Muslims, where we have to defend Islam from allegations of chauvinism, of mistreating women. It was never a debate with the non-Muslims, an interreligious thing at all. So why is it that in these last few decades we have seen such a plethora of books being written, of writings from Muslims and non-Muslims on these gender issues, on gender equity in Islam, whereas this was not the case for the first 1,300 years of Islam? Now don't get me wrong, I am not claiming that books were not written on women. On the contrary, hundreds of books. There's not a single book of hadith or tafsir or fiqh or aqidah or anything except that it discusses women and the status of women and the fiqh of women. What I'm talking about is that this new phenomenon of a defensive type of mentality where we have to apologize, if you like, where we have to prove Islam superior in this regard. This is what I'm referring to. The books written with a defensive, an apologistic approach, if you like, trying to prove that Islam is not mistreating women. This category of books is a recent phenomenon specific to this last century. The answer to this question, in a nutshell, is purely historical. It's very easy. Our emphasis, our concentration of this topic is a direct reaction to the changes of the role of women in Western society. As the role of women in Western society changed, we then had to change our stance as well. As women in the West gained more and more powers, as the feminist movement grew stronger and stronger, this afforded the West the luxury, if you like, of beginning to attack Islam. Before this time, before the beginning of this movement, the feminist movement, it was not possible to attack Islam's role on women.
Love Story, presented by Dr. Mamdouh Mohammed.
My dear audience, my topic today is totally different from other topics. It talks about something that every one of us might have an experience with in a legal way, hopefully, inshallah. My topic today is about a love story. A story? A love story. This love story is so unique that Almighty Allah Himself described it as the most beautiful story. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and He described the stories that are mentioned in the Quran by this description. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. Indeed, we tell you the stories, the best stories that are mentioned in this Quran, meaning that all the stories that are mentioned in the Quran are the best stories, simply because they are nothing but the truth. And also, they are the stories that they are mentioned in the exact words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is nothing more superior than that. First of all, let me tell you something about the importance of stories. Stories, usually people like to listen to them, whether they are young or adults or even old, because they have series of events. They are series of events. They address human emotions. They have beginning and ending. Therefore, people relate to stories. They like to listen to the story from the beginning until the end. And you agree to me that the majority of the people in the world read stories more than they read anything else.
Clearing the Fog, presented by Muhammad Asharif.
Our own children are sinking with the boat. Our children, you'll see that they'll have a girlfriend, then they'll have a child from zina. The child that comes from zina won't have a problem with zina after that. And then you're looking at his next generation. If his father and mother had married kuffar, they can marry kuffar too. And then it goes from there. You're looking at second generation and we're already losing. And unless something seriously changes, then you're just looking at, we did a miserable job. Just one generation and boom, the whole thing went down. And we just sank like as if there was this big anchor stuck to us and we went down fast. That thing has to change. And whenever I see actually conferences, and I know how big a city is, and I know how many Muslims are in Houston, and how many Muslims there are in these cities that have conferences, the percentage of the people who are listening to their ilm is maybe 2% or 1%, if not less than that. And the Muslimin are much more than those who are receiving the knowledge. And in some places, the only place where knowledge is given to the masses is in the Jummah khutbah. And then the Jummah khutbah is just anything. Anybody get up and go and give the khutbah. You have 700 people coming and just any Joe gets up on the microphone and is doing the khutbah. There's no preparation and no advantage taken of that Jummah khutbah. And there's no women at that Jummah khutbah either. All those mothers are living their lives here in America with no Islamic education. All they have is the TV set in their home and maybe some family friends, maybe a halaqa here and there, but I'm sure the halaqa is not more than 1%. And I'm not saying that the ummah has to have every single person in the ummah to come back to make it strong. All we need is about 20% of those people. And we can change everything, bi-idhnillah. And we can assist the rest of those 80%. But that means that every one of you is, you know, after all of you, we're still 2% or 1% of just the city. You have to recognize the responsibility. And if you don't recognize the responsibility, then we're going to be here 10 years later telling you the exact same thing.
Are You a Monkey? Presented by Yasser Fazika.
This is, subhanAllah, this is really funny. Or I thought it's funny. I was in an indoor swap meet. You know what indoor swap meet is? I don't know if you have it here. So there is like a flea market. Thank you. So there is a Muslim brother who's got a shop in the swap meet. And this very, very, very thin man walks into the shop. And he says, do you have size 62? And he's very thin. He's like a toothpick. I'm saying, and he said, do you have a size 62? And he said, yeah, let me show it to you. And he brings down pants size 62. They're like this big. You know how like they have that commercial? It's a family size. You know, it's like you can fit the whole family in there. That's like the definition of that thing. And the guy was extremely, extremely tiny. And when he left, I said, you know, brother, what is happening here? He said, you know what? This is what's going nowadays. People who are supposedly a size 22, they want to be wearing a size 62. And I say, this is crazy, subhanAllah. What is really happening here? But now this is what we are being sold. One time I saw a brother and he was wearing CK. Is it CK? Calvin Klein? CK? And I said, Akhi, what do you know about this man? About CK? You know, Calvin Klein? Oh, it's a good brand. Oh, mashallah. That was not my question though. I know it's a good brand, but what do you know about him? Nothing. I say, do you know that every time you buy something like this, you are supporting